All right, so we're back and ready to jump into another deep dive.
That's good.
Our last exploration, we took a deep dive into diversity management.
Right.
But today we're shifting gears a little bit and really looking at like the foundation
Yeah.
of a lot of the things we've been talking about, and
Yeah.
that is ethics.
Sure.
And we're going to be looking specifically at chapter six, titled Ethics from Our Source Material.
Okay.
And I think this is going to be a really fascinating one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because, as we've mentioned, I think in previous episodes, ethical considerations,
Yeah.
they're not just like a bonus in business. They're like a
Yeah.
fundamental like baseline.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, especially when we're talking about human resource development, a field that deals directly with people's growth, their careers, their like overall experience in an organization,
Yeah.
it's really important to consider this like ethical lens.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So let's just jump right into it.
So the chapter kind of starts out by saying, a strong ethical stance isn't just a good idea. For human resource developers, it's like a requirement.
Yeah, it is.
Why is that so important in this area?
Well, I think it's really fascinating to consider how much influence human resource developers actually have
Yep.
in a company or an organization. Their work shapes the way that employees are developed. It impacts their potential career paths, and it can really make or break somebody's entire professional life.
Right.
So because of this, with great power comes great responsibility.
Right, of course.
So because of this, a human resource developer really they frequently encounter situations where conflicts of interest and ethical dilemmas can arise.
Right.
So a solid ethical framework is really what empowers them to make the, well-reasoned
Yeah.
judgments and to act in a responsible way.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So their ethical stance really is the bedrock of, fair practice.
And I think
According to their field.
it's really important to remember, like, they are, in a sense, like
Yeah.
dealing with people's livelihoods in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
It's
just,
their career.
yeah, it's their careers, their potential. It's like all of that.
Yeah.
So moving on, the chapter then goes on to discuss how to kind of navigate
Okay.
these conflicting needs.
Right.
And this feels like it would be such a constant balancing act,
Yeah.
trying to align what the organization needs with the individual growth needs of the employee.
Sure.
How do human resource developers actually like manage
Yeah. How do
who are
you?
potentially diverging interests?
Well, this really, I think, brings up one of the core challenges in HRD, which is this inherent tension between organizational objectives and the aspirations of individuals. So organizations, they tend to have very strategic goals, performance targets, things like that. Whereas individuals, they have their own ambitions. They want to enhance their skills. They want to make progress in their careers. They have their own development needs. And so human resource developers often find themselves kind of, caught in the middle and having to come up with solutions that can effectively serve both.
Because I would think,
Right.
you'd want to, as a human resource developer, you'd want to obviously support
Yeah.
your
You want
employees.
them to grow. You want them to develop.
But at the same time, you have a responsibility to the
And
organization.
to the company, exactly.
So can you give an example of like when these interests
Yes.
might not align?
Yeah.
The chapter talks about situations where
Yeah.
an employee's development goals might
Right.
not be achievable within the company, leading them to potentially leave.
Exactly.
What
So,
are the ethical considerations
yeah, what do you,
in that type of situation?
well, imagine for a moment that you have an employee, and this employee has very specific goals about what they want to develop in. And, maybe the skills or experiences that they're looking to acquire really don't fit with the current or the future direction of the company,
And that happens.
and that happens a lot. So ethically, the human resource developer has a responsibility to be upfront and honest with that employee about those limitations. There's an ethical obligation not to mislead them or create unrealistic expectations, and so simultaneously, though, you have the organization's perspective to consider because investing in development that doesn't support the strategic objectives of the company might not be a responsible use of resources. So ethically you're trying to navigate that transparency.
Yeah. Right. The employee, but then also being accountable to your organization.
To the organization.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So it's like this balance of honesty with the individual.
Right.
But also
responsibility.
Responsibility to the organization.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, this is where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Because the chapter even connects this to Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
Specifically this idea of self-actualization.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So how does that play into all of this?
Well, Maslow's theory basically suggests that once, you know, an individual's kind of fundamental needs are met.
Right.
You know, things like job security.
Okay.
A sense of belonging. You know, those kind of baseline things.
Okay.
Once those are met, individuals are naturally driven by this desire for self-actualization.
Okay.
And self-actualization often involves personal growth and development.
Right.
So if an organization can't offer that, even if they're meeting those other needs, they risk losing motivated and ambitious employees.
Mm-hmm. Who might feel that drive to seek fulfillment elsewhere.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
So the human resource developer, ethically,
right,
they have a role in acknowledging and addressing these kind of higher level needs.
Yeah.
Even if it means recognizing that, you know, those needs might be better met outside of the current company.
Right. And I think that's a really important point, because it's like, it's easy to get caught up in those, like, you know,
in the day to day,
the basic needs. Yeah. Yeah. And like, oh, we're providing this, we're providing that.
Exactly.
But you also have to be aware of like those higher level needs that people are, you know, naturally going to be.
Of course. Yeah. And those are the things that really motivate people to perform at their best.
Right. Okay. So moving on then.
Okay.
The chapter talks about this idea of transparency and objectivity in personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes, you know, things like performance evaluations, feedback, all of that. And it brings up this really interesting challenge, I think, which is aligning how an employee perceives their own skills and their own potential with how others
see them.
Why is this alignment such an important thing to consider?
Well, because I think a lack of transparency or objectivity can lead to unfair or biased development opportunities.
Right.
Which is obviously a huge ethical issue.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. And so when there's a significant gap between an employee's self-assessment and the feedback that they're receiving externally, that can actually really impede their growth and potentially lead to feelings of unfair treatment.
Right.
You know, so ethically, the human resource developer is responsible for creating a fair and open process.
Right.
That helps employees understand both their strengths and their areas for development.
Okay.
Based on objective assessments.
Right.
You know, so transparency in these processes is absolutely essential for building trust and ensuring that, you know, everyone has equal opportunities.
Yeah, because you can imagine, like, if you were an employee and you thought you were, like, killing it.
Right.
And then you get, like,
a really bad review.
A terrible review. And you're like,
exactly. And you have no idea why.
You have no idea why.
Yeah. And you've never gotten any feedback previously.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's a huge ethical issue.
Okay, so the chapter says that actually achieving this alignment between self-perception and external perception is a really challenging but important learning process for employees.
It is.
And it also brings up the ethical implications of using objective assessments and making sure that those assessments are
fair and unbiased.
Fair and unbiased.
Yeah.
What are some of the things to, like, watch out for there?
Well, you know, I think we have to be very, very aware of potential biases that are inherent in the actual methods themselves.
Yeah.
So, for example, you know, are these assessments culturally sensitive?
Right.
Are they potentially unintentionally favoring certain groups over others?
Yeah.
And then furthermore, the way that these assessments are administered and the feedback is provided also has to be fair and respectful.
Right.
You know, employees need to understand the purpose of the assessment.
Yeah.
How the data will be used to inform their development.
Yeah.
You know, so transparency throughout this process is really crucial to minimize concerns about fairness and bias.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like good practice.
It is. It's good practice and it's ethical.
It is ethical.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the chapter kind of switches gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talks about data privacy and confidentiality. Yeah. And, you know, this is something that feels increasingly important.
It does.
In today's world.
Definitely.
what are the, you know, the main
Yeah, what are the
ethical responsibilities of human resource developers when they're handling
Yeah, when they're dealing with
sensitive employee data?
Right. Well, I think the main thing to consider here is that human resource developers, they handle a tremendous amount of really sensitive data. And this includes things like performance reviews, development plans, assessment results, it runs the gamut. And so maintaining that confidentiality is absolutely non-negotiable. And with the increasing use of IT systems in HRD, ensuring that that data is secure and that it's managed ethically is more critical than ever.
Yeah, because it's not just like filing it away in a cabinet somewhere.
It's in the cloud.
It's all digital.
Exactly.
And so the chapter also talks about this potential tension between, you know, collecting data for HR purposes, but then also protecting the individual's privacy rights. So it's like, how do you balance
It is a balance.
using data to support development,
Yeah.
but also respecting those boundaries?
Well, I think while data analytics can offer really valuable insights for, tailoring development programs and identifying broader trends within an organization, the ethical considerations surrounding how that data is obtained, how it's stored, and how it's utilized are absolutely critical. Employees have a fundamental right to privacy, and human resource developers need to ensure that that data collection is necessary, proportionate, and transparent. There needs to be a really clear understanding of how that data contributes to their development and the overall goals of the organization without, infringing upon their privacy.
Because it's not just about, like,
Exactly.
you know, the company getting what they need. It's about
It is about the individual as well.
respecting the individual.
So moving on to another interesting area, the chapter talks about the role of employee representation, particularly in the context of like vocational training and things like that. And it highlights the rights that these representatives have, surrounding those initiatives. Now, obviously, these are like legal requirements, but how does that kind of underscore the importance?
Yeah, why are those ethics and
Important.
ES?
Well, I think it's really interesting how legal frameworks can often both reflect and reinforce these ethical principles.
Definitely.
So the rights of employee representatives when it comes to training really demonstrate that there's a societal value placed on fairness and employee involvement in these decisions. It ensures that these things aren't solely at the discretion of the employer, but that they involve the input and the interest of the employees themselves, and so that promotes a much more ethical and balanced approach to planning and implementing those initiatives and ensures that they're relevant, they're fair, and that they consider the needs of the workforce as a whole.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And the chapter specifically mentions that they're involved in like all sorts of
Yeah,
stuff.
they're involved a lot.
You know, like from the scope of the training, the content of the training,
The content, yeah.
selection of participants,
Yep.
even the methods used for selection,
That's right.
like assessment center.
Assessment centers all
So
of
it's
that.
like really collaborative
It is.
in that
Yeah,
sense.
the idea is that they're there as a check and balance, to make sure that ethical considerations are really embedded in the implementation of all of this.
Okay, so it's not enough to just like have ethical principles in theory.
No, it's
You
not.
have to have the mechanisms to actually put them into practice. Exactly. And that they're applied fairly in a way that represents everyone.
So finally, while the main focus of this chapter is obviously on like the overall ethical stance of human resource developers, it does kind of subtly connect to the ethical considerations related to some of the specific tools we've talked about, like elsewhere in our material. So, for instance, with assessment centers, it brings up, fairness, objectivity, transparency. With training, it's making sure that the content is, relevant, respectful. With coaching and mentoring, it's about, maintaining those boundaries,
Boundaries,
confidentiality. So it's almost as if like these principles are kind of...
They're a lens.
A lens.
Yeah.
Through which we should examine all these...
All HRD practices, exactly.
All practices.
That's a really great point.
Okay.
Yeah, these fundamental principles that we've been talking about...
Really are the foundation for the responsible application
right.
of all these different tools and techniques.
Okay.
You know, so whether it's about designing a fair performance appraisal system...
Yeah.
Or delivering unbiased training programs,
mm-hmm.
or establishing ethical guidelines for coaching and mentoring relationships.
Yeah.
All of these core considerations
right.
of fairness, transparency, confidentiality, and respect,
yeah.
they're always relevant.
They're always relevant. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So to bring it all to a close,
sure.
It's clear that ethical principles aren't just like,
yeah, they're not just an add-on.
An add-on in human resource development.
Right.
They really are like the driving force.
They're the foundation.
Yeah, the foundation.
Yeah.
Behind it all.
And I think it's also important to note
yeah.
that a strong ethical framework,
mm-hmm.
it's not just about,
mm-hmm.
you know, protecting employees from harm
mm-hmm.
or unfair treatment. You know, it's also about cultivating a culture
yeah.
of trust and respect and fairness. Mm-hmm. That ultimately contributes to the organization's long-term success
right.
and reputation.
Right. So it's not just about like protecting the employee.
Exactly.
It's also about the long-term.
That's about the whole
health of the organization.
Exactly. The whole organization. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of the ethical considerations that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
They provide this foundation for.
They do.
Trust.
Yeah.
And building a positive work environment.
That's right.
Where everyone can thrive.
Exactly.
Okay. So that brings us to the end.
Okay.
Of our deep dive into chapter 6 on ethics.
Right.
But stay tuned because in our next episode, we're going to be exploring the next chapter in the book.
Okay, sounds good.
Which is going to be all about mention the likely topic of chapter 7 based on the table of contents excerpts, EVICI, the profile and activities of a human resource developer.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good one.
Looking forward to it.
And in the meantime, we encourage you to reflect on the ethical implications.
Yes.
In your own professional context.
Yeah, think about it.
And consider how these principles that we talked about
yeah.
can be applied in your day-to-day work.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.